理课堂听 class.com。
Now, get ready to listen to part of a lecture in an astronomy class about the evolution of stars.
If you've done your assigned readings for this week, you should all know what I mean when I refer to the HR diagram. The HR diagram is actually a graph that compares the brightness of a star with its temperature. If we look at the example on page 85 in your textbook, we can see very clearly that the majority of starsfall in a line running from the top left to the bottom right. This line of stars is called the main sequence. Stars that appear in the main sequence are blue when they are hot and bright, and red when they are cooler and dim. Something like 90% of the stars in our galaxy are on the main sequence. Main sequence stars share another basic characteristic. They are all hot enough in their interiors to carry out the fusion of hydrogen atoms into helium.In this process, a little less than 1% of the mass of the hydrogen is converted to energy. This process, like any in nature, cannot go on forever. Over billions of years, helium accumulates in the core of the star until at some point there is enough of it for another type of nuclear reaction to begin. Hydrogen is not involved in this process at all. This time, helium atoms are combined to form carbon.The fusion of helium into carbon can occur only at temperatures much higher than those needed to form helium from hydrogen. By this time, the star can no longer be categorized as a member of the main sequence. The extreme heat of the interior at this stage in a star's life pushes its surface outward, inflating it to a much larger size. It has now become what astronomers call a red giant.With the possible exception of the rather faint red dwarfs at the bottom of the main sequence, which may never accumulate enough helium for the process to occur, every star on the main sequence will at some time enter this phase of old age. Our own sun is no exception. We estimate our sun, which is about 5 billion years old, will continue to fuse hydrogen to helium for about another 5 billion years. After that,A sufficient mass of helium will have built up in its core for the next stage to begin. Once this happens, the Sun will grow to a size equal to the diameter of Earth's orbit around it. This will cause its color to change from yellow to red, though it is doubtful that there will be anyone around to enjoy the view. The Earth will be nothing more than a charred, burnt, and quite dead piece of rock.
Question number 37.
What is the main subject of this lecture?
Question number 38.
According to the lecture, what happens in the first stage of a star's life?
Question number 39.
According to the speaker, which of the following is required for carbon to be produced from helium?
Question number 40.
What did the speaker say would eventually happen to our sun?